The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So I don't hide the fact that I'm a gamer and I spend a lot of my free time gaming. But since I'm also a writer, I figured I would equate the two. In today's episode, Season 18, Episode 19 of I Should Be Writing.
Well, I should be writing.
And hi there. This is I Should Be Writing. It is the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. We stream live on Twitch Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and then my producer cleans it all up and puts it in the podcast feed where you can download it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host, Mer Lafferty. I can't remember if I said that yet or not. I even have it written out in front of me. I'm good at this. Been doing it for a very long time. So this is, to my knowledge, the longest running podcast in existence. Writing podcast. And I'm not stopping. I write science fiction fantasy. I have been doing this podcast since I had not sold anything. And now I've written for video games, RPGs, Star Wars, Minecraft, been nominated for a bunch of awards, I've won a couple, and I'm still full of worry and self-doubt. So wherever you are in your career and whatever you're feeling, I've probably felt it or am feeling it right now. Which is why I do this show, because I want to tell people that whatever they're feeling, they're not alone. We start out the show with me talking about my word count, because I'm trying to be, title of the show, you know. I had a bad week. I had a migraine for most of, like, Wednesday to Wednesday, and didn't get a lot done. Today, still feeling a lot of terrible ADHD stuff, but did manage to get 809 words, so that's good. So I'm back on it. I went into a horrible internet rabbit hole of, I'm basing a character in the book off of somebody that I used to know, that I grew up with. And it's not gonna have hardly anything like her, but she's just who I picture when I'm writing this character. So I decided to start doing, like, finding out what's up with her family and her. And I know when people, usually women, usually other non-white or queer or voices that are not, you know, the white dudes, when they are doxxed, it's a terrible thing. But then I just searched for my friend's parent, and I got the phone number I called a million times as a child, and their address. So, yes, doxing's bad, and yes, having people harass you is terrible, but isn't there already a lot of information out there? I'm not sure. So yeah, I found her mother, her father, her husband, and her sister. And then I just felt like a dirty, dirty stalker, so I stopped. But actually did not find her, I found her husband, which I'm pretty sure is the person that I found, because I only met him twice. That was a really good friendship that went up in flames. Good times. But that's not what we're here talking about. I went on a tangent telling you about the tangent I went on when I was writing. So yeah, I found out a whole bunch about her family online and how they are and stuff. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I should talk to my doctor about my meds or hit myself in the face to reboot. I really don't know. Anyway, now is the time for good news. We had good news on Tuesday where Brian has been reporting to us the total rejections. And so that's why, if you've noticed, Team Rejections number is up to 75, because Brian did give us the information of, was 18 or 17 new rejections? Oh, thank you. Yes, the Mermug. The Mermug. I've almost got the merch done, so I'll be promoting that a little bit more. Designed by Numbers Ninja. Anyway, I went on a long tangent, but I got some stuff done. I got some work done, and it feels good. And I went on another tangent of an entirely new plot device, which I really think is my brain just being a jerk. Because I'm like, oh wow, what if I put this in? And I think I've got enough in the book already. I think my setup is pretty good. Right, we were doing good news. We were doing good news, and mentioned Brian had a whole bunch of good news. And oh, another cool piece of news. I'm finally getting the book club launched. I'm doing some polling in the Discord, which you can join as a Patreon supporter. And if you go to the Discord, you can see the poll of the books I would like to include in the book club. And the book club's going to go like, I'm going to announce the book we're going to be reading. I'm going to do a giveaway of a couple of books, and this is to everybody, not to just Patreon supporters. And then in a month, I'll be welcoming the author on, and we'll talk about the book. We'll talk spoilers. We'll talk craft. We'll cover everything you want to cover if you want to figure out how somebody wrote that book. And, you know, the story, too. But we're, in theory, we're writers trying to learn something here. So that, I've got a couple of books in there. I might end up doing them all, but I am interested to see which ones people are really excited about. I can't promise I can get all the authors, though. For example, John Scalzi's new one is on there, and I know he's about to go on book tour, so we'll see. But Scalzi is a friend, so he might, I can bet he'll come on if he can find the time. So Under Pope has 17 submissions so far, 15 rejections. That's amazing. Have you reported all these rejections to me? Because I'm doing a running tally. Okay, Kimmy, my good news is the bro and I didn't electrocute ourselves jump-starting my car last night. Well, that's very good news. Congratulations, Kay Kimmy. We're glad you're still here. Badger Hub's good news, started a new job and it's great. That's fantastic. I knew you were excited about this. That's very cool. All right. Buttons, do your thing. Okay, there we go. I fought with a Word doc and my time card and got both to work correctly again. That's awesome, Jasmine. One fresh rejection since Tuesday. Well, that's worth the ding. Awesome. Well, excellent. Excellent work, everybody. I'm proud to be part of this group. With our 76 rejections this year, that's amazing. I don't think I did, K. Kimmy. Thank you. I think I missed that. Congratulations, Star-Eyed Green. Michelle, yay button that, and hit the rejection button twice. Congratulations, Starry Green. I'm very sorry I missed it in the chat. 78 this year. Wow. But anyway, So I play Animal Crossing on my Switch. I am bad about restarting things. I do a lot of... I think it might be what I wish I could do in life, which is, you know, you try something out, and then once you realize what you're doing wrong, you want to do a fresh start. I have started so many Stardew Valley farms, it's not even funny. And I've reset my island in Animal Crossing a number of times for various reasons. So I've been thinking about restarting the island. Not restarting the island again, I just started 3 weeks ago. So I don't need a new island right now. But I'm talking to one of the people in the Discord about getting Animal Crossing and thinking about what they're going up against. And that, plus Brandon Sanderson's Kickstarter. I haven't even looked today. I looked this morning. For people who may be listening to this in the future, Brandon Sanderson, already a very famous, very successful author, launched... He wrote 4 books over the pandemic, you know, which makes the rest of us whose minds were frozen with stress feel like real slackers. But wrote 4 books over the pandemic and is releasing them via Kickstarter, doing special editions, subscription boxes, the whole big old thing. And day one, he had like $7 million. $7 million in pledges on day one. 29 days to go. I think this morning it was up to $17 million, so the momentum has slowed. I'd worry about him. And, of course, there's a lot of people wondering, can another author do that? Plenty of people launch books on Kickstarter. I will point out that a woman has done it and did pretty well, and all of YA Twitter went after her with pitchforks and torches. That's another story. Some people don't like it when authors make money. The weird thing, personally, as a writer who I can fully admit that I have a 6-year-old inside of me who wants to stamp her foot and pout. I try to keep most of my thoughts to myself, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to stamp their stamp their feet and pout, in that you know that people like Sanderson and Martin and a handful of other people are filthy rich. But what the Kickstarter has done is let us watch and put a number on it. And that just makes it a little bit worse. But people are wondering, can other authors do this? Will he be able to fulfill all of this? Which I think is a weird thing to ask, because there are many companies now that specialize in fulfilling Kickstarter rewards. But Sanderson also has a team. He has employees. So that's what made me start thinking about... Brandon Sanderson is not just booting up Animal Crossing for the first time and deciding to open his island to tourists and people who want to see a beautifully built island. So, let's start at level one. You boot up the game and you're on an island full of weeds and trees and one kind of fruit. And there are rivers that you can't cross and there are plateaus you can't climb. And there's a raccoon there telling you that somehow you're going to both do all the work and fund all the things, and you're going to like it. Yeah. So, and no one can do anything for themselves on this island. You'll have 2 people with you. One will be a jock, and one will be a sister. These are official Animal Crossing personalities. Sisterly personality and the jock personality. Anyway, well, I'm going to talk about how we did it and how most of us can't. But when you're starting out your writing career, you're learning, you're playing with whatever idea comes to your head. You're writing the idea you've always wanted to write. You're writing the idea of this character that just won't leave you alone. And hopefully, if you've been listening to me, you know that this may never be something you ever show anybody. And if you show people, it may never be liked. And if it's ever liked, it may never be published. But you're right to get it done. And you know that things are going to improve in the future. Right now, in Animal Crossing, you don't have... Actually, you can clear the trees just by saying, I want to put my tent here, and then the trees disappear. But you can't, like, cut trees down for wood or anything. You don't have the tools. So you're just running around and learning about your area and figuring it out. Just like when you start thinking, hey, I might want to have a creative career. I want to run around, see what I can do, play a bit. There are flowers on that plateau I would like to get to, but I can't. And I can't cross that stream, so we'll figure that out later. So you're just testing out what you have at your disposal right now. In about a day or so, you're going to get access to a vaulting pole, some other rudimentary tools, and you will have, do you get a shovel? I can't remember. But you start getting a little bit more abilities. They want you to fish and find out the local fish areas, or whatever's in the waters, and they want you to catch bugs, and they want you to dig up fossils. So it's not too much at once. They're you know, the raccoon that tells you that you're gonna do all the work and pay to do it gives you gradual advice. So in your writing career, this is when you start looking at story. And when you look at your favorite books, you try to read as a writer. Yes, this book gets you really excited around this part. Why? Why does it get you excited? Can you find if they're using, 9 times out of 10, it will be the hero's journey, save the cat, beat sheet type of storyline. But they might be using a different kind of storyline. There are different storytelling practices, especially in Southeast Asia. Japanese storytelling has different beats than Western storytelling. And this is the kind of thing I would like to study, but I don't know from whom to study it. Because that whole hero's journey is universal thing, it's very Western focused. It's not true. But, like when I read 1Q84 by Murakami, I was fascinated by, there was a lot of what Westerners would see as foreshadowing in that book that never came to pass. And I was literally tense through half the reading because I was waiting for that thing to happen that was hinted at. And it didn't happen because that's not a tool that he chose to use. So, when you look at your stories, you're starting to look at how people do things. A lot of people say, I don't know how to... Of course, my mind's a blank now. But when they ask me specifically how to do something in a story, I usually say, go to your favorite book and reread it and find out. See how they did it. See what they did that was so perfect for you. And that's not me being lazy. That's more, however your favorite book did it is going to be the way that your subconscious is learning how to do it. You just need to make those connections. So you're not selling yet, but you're learning and you're running around and you're maybe seeing, you're reading as a writer or you're taking a class from Masterclass or Udemy or something in real life, God forbid. And you might even join a workshop, which will also teach you about many things, not just writing. We're not supposed to compare ourselves, and I'm sitting here saying that that's what I'm doing, and we're not supposed to. Whatever you achieved, I'm going to say, oh God, I hope, I'm going to say that what I achieved was grinding through two very difficult edits. And I'm hoping I learned something that I can use moving forward so I don't have to do that again. But I got the books done. They were late, but I got them done. Oh, level two also, that is when you're in Animal Crossing. That is when your airport opens, your seaport actually. And you can fly to other people's islands, which is, you know, you start to build a writing community. So right now, let's look at what you got. You've got tools, and you can move around a little bit, and you can start to change the landscape, but can you pave and build a lovely incline up to the top plateau where you have pretty much a concert hall or something? Things I've seen people build. It's amazing. No, you can't, because you don't have the tools. Then, let's say level three will be when you're confident, you've built your network, and you're confidently going over to other people's islands to shop in their stores or pick their fruit if they allow you, if they say it's okay. Don't steal anything from anybody's island without permission, which then it's not stealing. So, don't steal. Okay? And then, the big change is you get access to terraforming. So you can make hills or tear hills down or make ponds or make rivers or fill all the rivers up. And that is when you're probably starting to sell. You're having confidence in changing the actual land you live on. And I see that as you're having confidence in writing stories with a solid beginning, middle, and end. And you're learning the landscape and learning where is best to send that story. You're following agents and editors and other authors on social media. I can't undervalue this. I know I say cons are really great for networking, but not everybody can do that. Pretty much everybody can go on social media and follow agents, editors, successful authors, mid-list authors, beginning authors. We're all out there. And, you know, if you ask a question and don't say any of the keywords that will trigger book Twitter to fall on your head, then you can learn a lot. And, I mean, I had a friend who got his first book deal that started with chatting with an editor on social media. And it wasn't even chatting about books, I don't think. They were just chatting about something else. But that was the networking in that he needed. What's frustrating about this time is you may not have had access to enough days where your store is open to buy the items you need to build your ultimate amazing island. You can only ever build one thing at a time. So if you're building a bridge, you can't go over here and build another bridge or build an incline to the plateau or anything. You got to focus on the bridge. And sometimes that is frustrating because you feel held back. You think you're ready to do more. But that's just how it is. It's like you're ready. You're ready to go out there and get rejected again and again and again and maybe get that one in. And something may slow you down. And it's frustrating. But you start to see the potential of an amazing island. You start to buy turnips and pay attention to the turnip prices. And if you don't play Animal Crossing, I apologize very much. Because it is a weird game. The economy is built on turnips. A little pig who really needs a tissue comes to your island every Sunday morning and will sell you turnips. The turnips are priced anywhere from 90 to, I think I've seen 104 is one of the highest. So you buy turnips from her. And then during the week, the shop will buy turnips at two different prices per day. So it's called the stock market, and it's, of course, buy low and sell high. So once you learn how that works, then you can really start making money, which will then fund all these things you want to do on your island. The question is now, how many publishers are going to add clauses preventing authors from doing any indie pub stuff? They're probably going to try, but I don't know. I know I'm not a big fancy person, but I'll certainly fight against it. Wouldn't that fall under the non-compete clause? Well, the thing is that you can say, I can do novellas, or I can write a different genre. Like if you sell a fantasy book, you can say, well, you have the right to first refusal to my next fantasy book, but not my next horror book, or not my next fantasy novella. There are ways you can get around things like that. Whether they're going to try to close those loopholes, I don't know. But really, how many of us can harm the publishers, really? And these are technically special editions, which I was going to get to in the next talk. Because it's possible he could be selling these. He could be selling these books to his publisher for non-special editions. Tree Lobster says, when I signed up with an editor, he strongly suggested I take down my existing self-published books. I told him I'd think about it. Yeah, no one's ever asked me to do that. That's interesting. Although all of my self-pubs are novellas. Huh. Interesting. So anyway, we're talking about how your writing career is like Animal Crossing New Horizons. Because I can't remember the other Animal Crossing games. New Leaf, I think? I think I played New Leaf. So, here's the deal. When you get deep into the game, you can terraform. You can take a boat, be sung to by a turtle, and go to a new island that may have things you've never seen before. Like vines to climb your cliffs, or vegetables that you can start farming. You will have played a lot and gotten a lot of the decorations and furniture that the shops can offer. You can make any kind of path. You've probably even looked up some hints online on how to, say, take the 6 rocks that are spread around your island and put them all in one place. It's a lot of work. I don't recommend it. I've tried it before. But it's possible. So, how does that equate to what Brandon Sanderson is doing? Brandon Sanderson is a well-established author. After Jordan died, Sanderson was picked to finish the Wheel of Time series, which is huge. So, he's a very popular podcaster. He's a popular teacher. People love just learning from him. And this is something I didn't know because I'm not a fan. And as an aside, I hate how when you say you're not a fan or don't like something, people always assume something negative. His works haven't really appealed to me and I haven't read a whole bunch, so, you know, good on him. He's a good friend with a lot of people that I think are some of the nicest people in the world, so I figure he's probably up there. But just saying, I have not understood a lot about his career, but I do know that he has a team. He puts out special editions of his books. And you know, he's got a lot of money, which means it's not going to happen. But if something were to go wrong with the Kickstarter and he had to pay, somebody did the math wrong. Kickstarter math is weird. I've tried to do it. I don't understand it at all. But if he did the math wrong and he ended up having to pay something, then he can do that. And he's got the team to be able to handle the fulfillment, or hire someone new, or hire one of the many fulfillment groups. So Brandon Sanderson has He's got the terraforming. He's got both the plane and the boat on his island. He's got all these beautiful walkways built, all the trees. He's got all the food trees you can have on the island. He's got them laid out beautifully. It's gorgeous. It's a place you want to go. And that is not what most of us have. I see people post pictures of their islands online. And when I watch Urban Bohemian, he sometimes visits islands of his friends who have just jaw-dropping, glorious places. Just the eye for design. I have friends who are quite good at Animal Crossing design, and I'm not. I really am not. If you saw me yesterday, yes, I just did unlock terraforming, but it still doesn't explain why my island is the mess it is. I just don't think visually, which is my biggest hurdle as a writer. So Sanderson is doing what he's doing because he's already built up this amazing place. If you were to try to throw a huge party on your island right now, if you have it built up like that, no one's going to want to come. You haven't even opened a store. You haven't opened a store. You haven't planted anything. You haven't gotten all the flowers. Why would people want to come to your island? And now I'm saying it's like it's a bad thing that we are all in levels 1, 2, or 3 with our metaphorical Animal Crossing island writing careers. It's not bad. It just means that there's still work to do. Will I ever be at Brandon Sanderson's level? Hell no. Of course not. I mean, no. No, no. But I'm still watching what he's doing and what tools he has to do things, with which to do things. He's got his team, he's got a brain that's incredibly prolific, and he writes the way a lot of people want him to. That makes it sound like he's people-pleasing. No, people love the way he writes, and he's got that, and he's prolific. He doesn't get hindered by writer's block, clearly. If you haven't seen the Kickstarter, it's pretty funny, because he does sit there and say, his video is when he says, oh, and in the pandemic, and he reaches down and he puts a big stack of paper. He's like, I wrote a book. And then he does that 4 more times until there's like my camera can't encompass the size of the stack of paper that's in front of him by the time he's done, of the 4 books he wrote over lockdown. So, it's, and you know, I don't feel bad. You guys are being very kind to me, and I'm not, okay, I did feel bad yesterday, well, tonight, but I still blame Benadryl for that. My doctor told me to take an awful lot of antihistamines for a reaction I had last week, and I kind of figured out yesterday that I was feeling awful because of that. So you got to remember what people are working with, how long they've been in the game, metaphorical or real. And sometimes just people are going to have better islands than you. And that doesn't make your island crappy. It just means there's going to be people out there with amazing islands. Wow, he employs 25 people. Didn't know that. Thank you, Kids Are Asleep. Thank you, Phased Out. Again, I'm not unhappy at my level. I'm unhappy at my output. And being unhappy at how prolific you are or aren't, that's a bad spiral, because when you start, everybody knows, when you start feeling bad about yourself, you're just going to keep feeling bad. I mean, it's like, feel bad about yourself because you're not writing. Well, you feel bad about yourself, so you're not feeling like you want to write, which means you're not writing, which means you feel worse. So I think I would like to break out of that, that spiral, which I got 806 words written today. They were not excellent words, but they were my words. So, I think what I'm really trying to say is be kind to yourself. look at your career honestly. It's not bad that you're just starting out. It's not bad that you haven't sold anything. It's not bad that you sold something and then didn't sell anything else for several months or years. Go back and listen to the Toby Buckell interview I did last year when he talks about the author stock. Animal Crossing has ruined me. The author stock market, where people tend to think that their careers go up, 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 when really our careers are a lot like the market, which is like up and then down and then maybe a little bit more up and then like a big drop. Oh crap, everything's over. We're screwed. And then we go back up again. So wherever you are in your career, you might have a stumble in your future. And that's okay too. So yeah, I'm going to end this here for the recording and we can go on with the BarCon chatting session a little bit more in the stream. If you would like to be part of the BarCon live stream, I stream Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and we just like to hang out and relax a little bit and talk about writing or a lot of other things. But for now, usually right here I say that I do this for your support, do this because of your support. Your support helps me do this. I'm so good at this. Okay. But right now there's an awful lot of crap happening in Eastern Europe. And if you're thinking, hey, maybe I'll throw a couple bucks Mer's way, I'd be happier if you sent it to the Ukraine. Any number of good charities or people doing work over there. They need it more than I do, for sure. My friend John Kovalik did found out that I think the president of the Ukraine was the voice of Paddington Bear on the Ukrainian dub of Paddington Bear. And so he drew an adorable little Paddington Bear staring down this giant Russian bear. And he's selling it on his site for to support Ukrainian-friendly charities. So, yeah, you could, if you don't want to just put money into that, you can buy yourself a really nice print of a very funny picture that actually needs explaining, but it's John Kovalik, so you know the art's good. But yes, to learn more about me, my work, the Patreon, my podcast, my books, all that stuff, you can go to Merverse.com, Merverse, and I'm on Twitter and Twitch as Mighty Mer. It's usually where I am. I have an Instagram, but I don't take pictures. Not a lot of pictures. Catch the show Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m., or subscribe to the podcast and get it delivered to your device. Check out my books, and, you know, if you want to build a creative career, go on. Just remember, starting from the beginning, we all did it. There's nothing wrong with it. Do your best with what you can with what you got. And you should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at Merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. But I'm sitting home watching the doctor. Watching Doctor Who.